The shrewd chieftain wiggled his snout energetically, always a sign of admiration and wonderment among Gowsum.
I tell you, Banjan, if I didn't see it with me own eyes, I'd never would have credited it. Your terrier made it look so easy, mate. I'd give me tail and ears to have a slinger like that in me tribe.
Skipper threw a protective paw about his daughter.
There is no chance of you getting my girl. She's got a long journey to make. That's why we came to see you, mate. She needs a boat.
Logalog Erfa refilled their tankards.
A boat, you say? What sort of boat, Tyria? And where do you plan on going in it?
The otter maid replied politely.
Any sort of boat, sir. The Galson ones look fine to me. But you know a lot more about boats than I do, so I'll leave the choice to you, if I may. I've got to sail to a place called Green Isle, somewhere across the Western Sea.
Erfa did a choking splutter, spraying grog widespread.
What? You three are planning on crossing the Western Sea? That ain't no sea. It's a walloping great ocean.
Tyria patted Erfa's back until he finished spluttering.
My father and Brink won't be going, sir. Just myself and Pandion.
Erfa wiped his mouth on a spotted kerchief.
And who pray is this Pandion? And where's he at?
Tyria caught sight of the osprey circling the water meadow. She pointed.
That's him up there. He's an osprey.
Placing both paws in her mouth, she gave a piercing whistle. Pandion zoomed down like a slingstone. Gowsum shrews scattered everywhere, shouting in alarm. Erfa flung himself into a nearby bush.
Get that thing out of here before it slays us all!
Pandion piked Talon landed, kicking up clouds of dust as he flapped his powerful wings. He stared about with fierce golden eyes.
Where did all the little spikies go?
Tyria wagged a reproving paw at him.
You frightened them all away, you great show-off. I think you best go off fishing again. I'll whistle when we need you, but be careful how you make your entrance next time.
Pandion launched himself into flight once more.
Pandion likes fishing. Lots of big fat ones around here.
Only when he had gone did Erfa scramble out of the bush.
Me and me crew will take you down the River Moss to the sea, miss. But that great bird ain't sailing on my boat. He can fly.
Dusting himself down, the Gowsum chieftain tried to look bold and unconcerned as he called to his tribe.
Come on out! The birds won't harm you. I had a word with it.
He murmured to Skipper out of the side of his mouth.
Gotta show moves the log round here, ain't I?
Erfa resumed his seat.
Now then, Miss Tyria. There's a matter of a barrel of grog you won for your slinging. Do you want to take it with you?
The otter maid tapped the rudder thoughtfully.
Is it good grog?
Erfa seemed taken aback that any beast should ask.
Good grog? It's the finest 10-season mature brew. I'd give me tail and whiskers for a flagon of that nectar.
Tyria smiled.
I'm not really a grog drinker. Perhaps you'd like to accept it as a gift from me, sir.
Erfa shook her paw gratefully.
Thank you kindly. I'd be a fool to refuse it. But let me put you straight about sailing craft, miss. All we have are log boats carved from the trunks of trees. 'Twould be madness to try and cross that western sea in one. You'd be drowned.
Erfa saw the look of disappointment on her face.
Now, don't you go fretting, beauty. I've got an idea. For a long sea voyage, you'll need a proper ship. And I know the very creature who has one. At dawn tomorrow, I'll take you down the old River Moss to the Western Sea and introduce you to him. All he'll need by way of payment is victuals aplenty. I'll supply them myself.
Skipper patted Erfa's back heartily.
I knew you wouldn't let us down. You're a real mate.
The Gowsum chieftain waved his paw airily.
I'd be a miserable beast if I couldn't do a favour for me old friend Banjan.
Brink helped himself to another wedge of pie.
What's your friend's name?
Logalog replied, straight-faced.
Cuthbert Frunk W. Bloodpaw, Terror of the High Seas.